Hi everyone, this is Willie Crawford, and I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Willie Crawford Teaches Real Internet Marketing. Today I'm joined by my friend David Perdue, whose site is at nichesimple.com, if you want to check that out, and I will encourage you during the show to check it out. It'll be at nichesimple, that's nichesimple.com, and then use / and the word Willie in lowercase. I'll let David know that you guys found him as a result of this show, so that's nichesimple.com/Willie. And we'll be discussing traffic generation and search engine optimized website hosting. During the show, I will encourage you to submit your questions or comments via the online chat. You will notice maybe some noise in the background. That's because David's actually on vacation and calling in from a resort that he's visiting. And so, you know, it's just the background noise, the sound of being in a internet marketing, living the internet marketing lifestyle. And I also encourage you to call in with questions or comments if you have those. And to do that, the number is 347-215-8784. That's 347-215-8784. And again, my guest is Mr. David Perdue. David's been online since 1987. He said he's been digging around the old CompuServe and Prodigy forums long before the Dark Ages. He was also an independent corporate consultant where he looked for trouble solving big business problems that required big solutions, often multi-million dollar solutions. And some of the companies David worked with included the biggest companies in telecom, healthcare, and finance. He's been doing business on the web itself for around 3 years, I guess, building simple, small niche websites and training courses. One of the first ones that I noticed was called Niche Widget, which is a product of years of his database experience. Niche Simple sort of expands dramatically on that product line, if you will. David is also about having fun, and he points out that one of the fun things he did was to take a year off in 2003 and personally build a log cabin in the woods on a stream with a waterfall in North Alabama, achieving one of his family's lifelong goals. And he also said his next dream is to take a year to ride Harleys with his wife around the U.S. to create an inspirational book and site about unknown local heroes, choosing one from each state. So that's a little about David. David, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Willie. I appreciate that. What an introduction.
I looked to my notes and saw what I had on you, and I just happened to have that on you. And I know that you have shared that you built your own cabin in northern Alabama, and we jokingly call Northwest Florida Laura Alabama. So, or LA.
Yes, we jokingly call it that too.
Okay. But what we wanted to talk to the people today about is search engine optimized or SEO hosting, and it's actually something that sounds technical, but when I really look at it, it's not that technical. In fact, one of my pet peeves has always been I've worked with people who, when I was in the military, you'd ask them, you know, how do you do something, and they'd say, well, let me take care of it, sir. You know, and they act almost like it was too complicated for you to understand. And I think a lot of people, when they look at search engine optimization, they think it sounds technical and they don't want to really learn about it. And at the same time, a lot of people who serve them actually seem to like having them think that it's too complicated for them to understand, and therefore, you know, they need to totally depend on them. And so one of the things I liked about what you're doing is you have all this training video and all these tutorials that actually explain in very in-depth and very simple terms how these things work. And so you don't say, you know, this is too complicated for you and make it sound so complex that they think they need to pay you $1,000 a year to do it right for them. Instead, you show them in fairly simple terms how they can do it and also do it very inexpensively. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you. That's been one of the big goals of mine ever since I got online was, you know, having had so much experience in the technology business, you would have thought that I would have had more ability to do these things myself. But the truth is I was like everybody else. I had my own since I worked in technology for so many years, I did have experience with the strategies and the bigger solutions. But when it came down to actually putting a website online, I let somebody else did that for me, you know. So I had to learn all of that stuff myself, and it is intimidating.
Right, and there's nothing wrong with outsourcing it and letting somebody who's better at it do it for you. But my thing is that, you know, if the people that are working for me are no smarter than I am, then it's not too complicated for me to understand. And I think that it is important to have a degree of understanding of what's happening, you know, so that you know that you're spending your money in the best way possible, and you know whether or not what you're doing is risky or why it works and why it doesn't work. So why don't we start off by just explaining to our listeners who are joining us on the phone and via the chat what SEO hosting is, if you would.
Sure. SEO hosting is something that's been around for a while. If you do a search on it on the web, you'll see a lot of information about it and a lot of talk about it. It's basically the ability to get a host who gives you the ability to control your backlinks because they give you different C-block IP addresses.
Okay.
Now, already I've said too much. That's probably too complicated for some folks. C-blocks, when you look at an IP address, it has four sections in it. There's the first three numerical, the second three numerical, the third three, and the fourth. And when you look at those, it's A, B, C, D in those blocks from left to right.
Right.
Most SEO hosting companies give you a different C block, which, and the reason they do that is because the search engines see that almost as a different server. So you can have two accounts on the same server with different C blocks, and that helps you in the search engine's eyes if you're linking between two sites that you actually control. The difference is that the search engines are getting kind of wise to that. It's like everything else. You do too much of it, and they're going to figure out what you're doing. So what we're doing is giving people completely different IP addresses. So even the A block is different, and we're giving people five different accounts so that they can control those.
And I have friends who have been niche marketers for several years that during the big heyday of the Google AdSense, when you could literally put up a site and overnight be making, I had friends that were making well over $1,000 a month from very simple sites and had numerous sites. And they often use what we now term the hub and spoke system, where they'd have a bunch of peripheral websites that were on a topic, and those websites pointed to what they call their money sites. So they had lots of content sites that all pointed to their money sites. And so this is very much the system that we that you're sort of teaching people to use too. But the as you pointed out, the problem was that when search engines look at that they rank sites based on inbound links, among other things. And often if those links are coming from the same server, the same box, the same IP address, then the sites, and then Google often saw those links as coming from the same user, essentially, right?
That's right. You know, obviously, the hub and spoke is really important, and that's what we built this around. And for people who don't know the hub and spoke system, it's kind of like a pinwheel. If you think of it as a star, if you have a money site, which we call money and feeder sites, if you have a money site, you put that in the middle of your pinwheel, and then all of your feeder sites are the sites around it that would actually link back to your money site. And you want to combine your own control of your other websites, which have content which feed back to your money site. But you want to use that in conjunction with, obviously, social marketing and all the links that you could possibly get from other sources as well.
Okay. I've had friends who've actually owned the first or all 10 positions on the front page of Google because they had different websites with different domain names and often on different servers. So that was incredible because somebody would land on Google after searching on a keyword, and regardless of which of those sites caught their attention, when they clicked on that link, they were on one of these individual sites or one of these individual sites. And so when you reach that point, attracting traffic really is is a given, because you know, when you own the front page of Google, and this is done in an ethical way, but you're unstoppable. It's no longer a struggle to get traffic. So that's why I found the hub and spoke method so powerful. Now you talked about. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, when I first heard of this, it was about 3, maybe 4 years ago, and Harold Anderson was describing how he does this. Harold is an SEO expert, and the only options that you had at that point were to buy, you know, 5, 6, 8 hosting accounts around the country at different data centers with different IP addresses, and then you could do it that way. But it got very expensive to do that, especially if you were trying to do it with dedicated servers. And that would just be prohibitive. So what we're doing is putting this all on one server or multiple servers, but with just different IP addresses that you control. So it's kind of the same thing. It would be better if everything was on a separate dedicated server, but that's still very expensive. But this is the very next best thing to it.
Okay. And I did enter into the chat room the URL of the Niche Simple site, so people could check it out. That's at nichesimple.com/Willie, and it's all lowercase. And what they'll see there is that what we're talking about is a system where for $20 a month, people can literally have unlimited hosting of niche websites, niche blogs, and they'll all appear to the search engines as if they're all on different or on five different IP addresses, five different class A blocks. Since I just threw out another technical term, what is the difference between C block hosting and what you're offering with Niche Simple?
An example would be C block hosting will give you different third groupings in your IP address. An IP address, for example, would be 111.222.333.444.
Right.
Well, the .333 part of that is a C block.
Okay.
Did that make sense?
It does. I mean, if you took the every three or four digits and said that's part A, that's part B, that's part C, when the system that determines where a website is physically located looks at A blocks, B blocks, and C blocks and can tell how closely the sites are related based on whether or not it's on the same A, B, or C block. Is that?
That's right. So what we're giving people is a different 111.
Okay.
So all of the numbers are different, but the different 111 is it takes a long time to even build a server like this. It takes about a year to build a server like this when you're buying IPs, because if you go in and you buy a bunch of IP addresses, they're going to give you all of the IPs in the same A block.
Okay.
So you have to buy them. It's an investment.
And most web hosting companies don't like to even give you your own dedicated IP address. You know why that is?
They're expensive.
Okay.
They're expensive.
Okay. And I do want to, again, I want to encourage people to go over and check out your hosting package, which is part of what the discussion is centered around. But we're also talking about traffic generation, and we're talking about a system, the hub and spoke system. We're talking about with the hub and spoke system, you build a series of niche websites really on any topic, and people who go on the internet looking for what you have to offer, they aren't really necessarily looking to buy off, and they're just looking for information to solve a problem. So you put up blogs, you put up many websites that provide them with information on this topic, maybe articles and audios and videos and things like that, and as they're drawn into any of your peripheral sites, you then point them to your product or service, or you plug in profit streams such as AdSense, Niche Widget, affiliate products, things like that. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about putting a lot of signposts, if you will, out there in cyberspace. My friend Yannick Silver talks about thinking of it as having a bunch of Coke machines all around the city, and while any one box may not make necessarily that much money on a given day, and while any one box won't make you that much money on any given sale of an individual soft drink, having all those boxes, all those machines scattered around the city, adds up to hundreds or even thousands of dollars a day for some vendors. And he explained that he looks at websites that way to an extent. You know, the more websites you have up out there targeting a specific niche, the more chances somebody's going to stop at a location that has your website. And so that to an extent is what we're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. You know, I've told you before what my goal is really to have 500 websites making me $10 a day. When you do the math on that, it works out to be, I think the math on this, I may have the numbers wrong at this point, but I think it was $1.825 million a year.
Yeah, just from $10 a day from each site. So
from each site.
It could be one sale of a $10 ebook or whatever.
That's right. That's right. And so what I want to do, obviously, I don't want to do PPC AdWords to every one of those sites. I have some stuff, some sites that are on PPC right now, AdWords, pay-per-click AdWords, that are generating that kind of money. You know, and I've got a couple that are selling $9, $10, $12 books, and my investment in AdWords is 70 cents per.
Okay.
So, you know, that's really good numbers. But it takes a long time to get those ads performing at that level.
If you don't monitor those AdWord campaigns, then your performance changes could bite you too. So it's worse.
That's right. That's right. That's absolutely right. I don't want to walk in there someday and see a $1,000 cost for a $10 book. That would not be good.
No.
This simple site came out of everything that I do. I always look at what I need, and then I figure out how to do it and make it available to everybody else. So Niche Simple, Niche Widget, Niche Mall, Niche Gold, all those are products that I have that are part of this niche affiliate marketing system that I'm putting together that all came out of that need for me. And what I saw was that if I'm going to have 500 websites, I need to be able to generate SEO traffic to those websites for free.
Right, right. Because if you're paying pay-per-click, if you're driving pay-per-click traffic to those sites, it could cost you a pretty penny. Now,
yeah.
I'm actually on your site now at nichesimple.com/Willie, and I'm looking at many of the pieces that you mentioned. You mentioned the Niche Simple Marketing System and Niche Widget. Which is the first product that you basically Niche Widget is a snippet of code that when somebody puts it on their site or their blog or even their Facebook or MySpace or whatever profile, displays advertisements for products that they can earn as much as 100% commission on. And
that's
so
right.
It's a way. I think your database had like thousands of products, didn't it? Not.
Yeah, we're over 1,000 products in there now in the database, and we make all of those available. And you can see what those are at Niche Mall, niche-mall.com.
Okay.
We've got almost 100 categories there, and you can click on any of those categories and see the products that are there. But basically, we're setting it up so that anybody who is a member of the Niche Widget and the Niche Simple system, those are two separate systems, by the way,
okay.
prices for that. If you're a member of the Niche Widget system, you can go in through your control panel and click on the Niche Mall link and actually see that you have a unique affiliate ID for every product in that database. And as we add products in that database, your affiliate link shows up there, and you can just pull the link or pull the sales tools or whatever, and you've got an entire product catalog that you can market. And if you're a free member, even, you get 50% commission on everything. So,
people can also go check out Niche Widget at niche-widgets.com. That's actually a tracking link that is my tracking link, so niche-widget.com. And when I remember you setting up Niche Widget, basically you took lots of ebooks. And is it all ebooks or is it software?
No, ebooks, software. We have ebooks, software, training courses, all kinds of things are in there. Anything, but it's all digital.
It's all digital, and what you did was you took all these products that are out there in cyberspace where you can maybe buy resale rights to them and things like that. You plugged them all into a database, and sorted them by niche so that regardless of what niche somebody's targeting, whether it's pets or health or fitness or tons of other niches, they can actually build a website and then pull in products
right.
and earn up to 100% commission off of every sale of every product if they have the right level of niche widget membership, which is pretty powerful. I mean, I have a niche widget gadgets all over the places on my sites. And, you know, so part of you are, I know you personally are not a big fan of just setting up a site for AdSense, for example. So it lets people sell other products. It lets you monetize the site in other ways. And part of what we're looking at here is it's to an extent being a lazy marketer. I mean, of setting up a site and not having to work constantly at making sales and changing the site. Because if you do have 500 sites set up, and you're constantly updating those sites, that's a lot of work, isn't it?
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. Yeah, I'm not interested in working all the rest of my life. You know, I apologize for the noise in the background, but I've been at the beach for the last 3.5 weeks, and I have just had a wonderful time, and I've made more money than I've ever made in my life online while I'm at the beach, which I just thought was hilarious.
I think that's part of living in Florida. I mean, you're visiting Florida, right?
Yeah.
I think it's the Florida that the atmosphere lets you make money while working at the beach.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, then I'm going to move down here because it's just been wonderful. But the thing about that I want to say about it is, you know, I spend maybe a couple hours a day working on this stuff. And
right.
usually I do it late at night so that I can spend most of my time with my wife. But that's my goal, is to set things up and get it moving. And the Niche Simple system is one that what people don't understand about the Niche Simple system that I want to make sure gets across is there are 5 cPanel accounts with
okay.
this system.
Okay.
It makes no, in my mind, it makes no difference what those domains are because those 5 cPanel accounts are my management accounts.
Okay.
Those are just allowing me to get to the server.
Okay.
And then once I get to get those accounts set up, you get 999 add-on domains per cPanel account. That gives you up to 5,000 almost domains that you can add into this system.
And so, just sending people over to look at the nichesimple.com/Willie, you're talking for that $20 a month, they're getting 5 accounts, and each of those 5 accounts can have up to 1,000 domains hosted on them. So for
that's
20
right.
bucks a month, they can host 1,000 websites, literally.
And I got to tell you,
I'm sorry, 5,000 websites.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And so what I do is I start out with 5 domains.
Okay.
And I create a circle for that 5 domains, and I set up a domain on each one of the cPanel accounts
okay.
that's related for that niche. So I've got that niche created in that domain, and I have a structure for each of those. I have a money site, which I'll call, you know, right now I'm using Dr. Manny's CB store reviews.
Right.
What's he calling it? Instant Niche Reviews that he just put out. That's my money site for these. So I'm taking like a My Gardening site
right.
that has reviews of ClickBank products, and then I'm creating a blog site. Then I'm creating an article directory site. Then I'm creating a, let's see, what else? You know, just a niche widget referral site, review site.
Right.
Then, you know, doing something else, maybe a second blog site or maybe a niche VRE site, you know, one of Xavier's things on that topic. And all of those point back to my money site. Now, when I do 5 of those under, those are resting on my server under the cPanel accounts.
Okay.
So that's domain 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now, I'm going to create
the 5 individual accounts, all the 5 different accounts, all targeting the same niche.
That's right, all in the same niche.
Okay.
So then I choose another niche. I go in and I create 5 more accounts. Five more domains, all on those same cPanels. And I just rotate which what they're referring to. Domain-wise as the money site on the IPs so that I don't have all of the IPs pointing to the same IPs. The one thing you got to be really careful about is you do not want to look like a link farm.
Right.
And you want to be judicious, you want to build it over time, and if you showed up tomorrow with 1,000 websites with all of your domains pointing to the same IP, you know, Google's going to say, what is this? So.
Okay. And I had one person on the chat room say that this discussion is very technical and wanted to know how to get people to my site and then sell them on the niche program. And, you know, we're to an extent trying to make it non-technical, and I just typed into the chat room that actually at nichesimple.com/Willie, it is explained. I mean, the different parts and pieces are explained, and actually a lot of the system is included in the hosting package. So the bigger product is for $20 a month. You get 5,000 domains hosted, and you get, what is it, like 50 gig of storage space and 100 gig of bandwidth a month, which is huge. You know, and there will
be more stuff that they can never use.
Right, because there will be people saying, well, you know, with that many websites, you know, how much space is that? Well, you know, when we're talking about setting up, we're not talking about setting up 10,000-page websites. We're talking about setting up simple websites that we don't want to go back and have to do a lot of maintenance on. And so, you know, a lot of my sites are just simple blogs or one- or two-page direct response websites. And I set those up, plug in some traffic, and then I really never want to go back and touch them again. I want customers to go there, read what's offered on the page, or connect with whatever's on the page if it's content, and from there be sent to my money site. Or if it's a direct response page, I want them to buy on that page. But I don't want to go back and have to do a lot of maintenance on that site because, like you, I'd love to have 500 sites making just $10 a day, which is, you know, $10 a day for 500 sites. We're talking $5,000 a day just from sites sitting out there. So, you know, that's more than most people make in a month in the U.S., and so, you know, that's huge. And it's actually doable. I mean, I have lots of sites that are single-page websites selling recordings of audios, interviews I did, or just me explaining something, and those sites, some of them do make, you know, a couple hundred dollars a day, and they're just sitting out there. All I've done is plug in traffic, a big part of what this system does is it helps to make the traffic generation easier too, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. It does. So the great thing about the what this is doing is giving you an opportunity just right off the bat to get into you know, to the best of all SEO worlds, which is to have Google and other search engines seeing other people pointing to your websites, what they think are other people. Although you control the sites, it is seeing what other people are pointing to your websites. Backlinks, as we know, are the key to everything. So, you know, you've pointed out a really good secret to people how to get the search engines to notice your products immediately and your web pages immediately, and that's just by having a Blog Talk Radio show about it.
Right, absolutely. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, when you set up one of these five niche rings that I have talked about, then you do something like a Blog Talk Radio, and you've got a link back to it, and Google indexes it that day, and all of a sudden you're in the search engines.
Well, Google crawls my blog at willycrawford.com/blog. Google crawls that many times an hour, and so when I set up a new site that I want indexed, I go to that blog or my Blog Talk Radio show blog or any blog that I know Google is all over, and I just post a link. I make a post that includes a link back to that site that I want Google to spider, and instantly they notice it, and it's in the search engine. So, and the Blog Talk Radio platform, because there's so many show hosts there and there's so much content there, it is a site that Google is all over and just crawls constantly, and it is one of the ways that I get sites indexed literally within under an hour. I mean, they're all over it.
Well, you know, building links are like building relationships, I think. We're going to have a seminar in January that is called the Niche Affiliate Marketing Seminar, and you're part of that, and it's going to be a great seminar where we are actually going to do a workshop with people on how to make money by the end of that Sunday. So they would be actually making money by Sunday with their niche. But one of the things we're going to do is identify on the first day who is in what niche, and we're going to break people into those groups so that they can work with each other to build link systems.
Okay. And that's important because it's important. Google ranks your site to a large extent based on who's pointing to you and what they're saying about you. So external links are one of the most important factors in ranking a site, more important often than what's on the site itself. Off-page factors are often more important in ranking a site than what's on the page, and that's just because Google at one time noticed that, you know, spammers were putting things on the page, you know, just throwing their formula, their algorithm off. So they started saying, okay, so what are external facts being about the site? And then Google noticed, when people started figuring that out, then Google started noticing, okay, so lots of people are putting up sites linking to themselves to increase the number of external links. And so that's
right.
Where that's where it became important to have sites off the same server pointing to you, so that it didn't appear you were just linking to yourself. And then people started saying, okay, why don't we all just swap links? You know, here's a page that's got everybody's link on it. Why don't we all just upload that page to our site, and now we're all linking to each other. And you had link exchange cooperatives where you had dozens or even hundreds of people who'd put together a page, and all 100 people put this page on their site. So Google got smart enough to start identifying that. And then, and that's where the link farms came in, which is basically a site set up just to have lots of links pointing to other sites, and those are sites that pay for those links or somehow exchange those links. So what it looks like when you have all your sites on different Class A blocks or even different Class C blocks at times is that other sites, external sites, are pointing to you, and that's the important part. You know, it's like, you know, having a family member say something good about you, which doesn't carry as much weight as, you know, the community leaders who live, you know, blocks away from you saying nice things about you.
Right. You know what? The best link, of course, would be one coming from CNN.
Right.
Or one from Google itself. And that would get you immediately to the top of the – just that one link would get you to the top of the search engines. But we're not that powerful. So what we want to do is get the best links that we can from the people who are most relevant to us.
Right, right. Now, we've talked about the niche hosting package that you're offering. I mentioned that it's ideal for blogs, and part of that reason is because – you and I are both big fans of WordPress blogs, which is the
yep.
easiest website in the world to set up because it comes pre-installed in most cPanel packages. All you do is click a couple buttons, and the software on the server unzips and installs itself, and you're off and running with the blog. That when you just optimize it a little, every time you post to it, it notifies Google it's been updated. So it's like in under 5 minutes, I can have a blog with the custom header and everything else uploaded and running. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, so we're talking about, you know, setting up a lot of blogs on this hosting package that we're talking about too, but they can also set up many sites there, right? Or any kind of site.
That's correct. The only thing, we do have some restrictions because we're trying to make sure that the resources aren't, that people don't come in and turn this into a resource-heavy hog by using too much video that's hosted on the site. I mean, there's no reason not to use Google or somebody else's YouTube or whatever as your video posting for these sites. So we ask that you not put video on the site itself because it's heavy on resources.
Okay.
I mean, not hosted on Niche Simple servers.
Right.
But other than that, there's really no restriction. And one of the points that you made earlier about creating simple sites, there is absolutely no reason not to just create four web pages and put them on different domains that are just articles pointing
right.
to another
right.
site. So you can have very lightweight websites pointing to your money site and getting links to it. I think if people – my big concern is that people don't understand the full benefit of what we're talking about, because it is a big concept. It's not nearly as technical as people think, and we have created a control panel that just gives you access to all cPanel stuff. It's the most simple cPanel access and use that I've ever seen. So we're really trying to make that as simple as possible. And I'm also giving people a free membership, a basic membership, to Alex Sisioff's WordPress expert WordPress system. So that's a three-step install of WordPress blogs that you can have up with all of your plugins in place in no time flat. And I'm actually buying that. I'm paying Alex every time somebody signs up for that. And the reason we're doing that is because that is one of those things that I thought I need to build this, and I started building this, and then I saw that he was already doing something that was much better than I was going to build, and so
right.
I just went in and bought the rights to do it.
Yeah, I've looked at his blogging platforms, and they are very, very powerful, so I agree with you there. Now, for people who are looking at maybe your package in particular, and they already have hosting, do they need to then get rid of the hosting they already have?
No, see, that's a big mistake, I think, because I've got a lot of people who've called me or sent me notes and said, you know, I want to transfer my domains over there or transfer my hosting packages or my whatever to your system. And I'll do that. That's fine. They can go ahead and do that, and we'll help them in any way that they want. But if they're paying $6, $7 a month for hosting or $10 or $20 a month already for hosting something someplace else, why not use this 5cPanel account to really control your traffic? And since you can use this to build as many websites as you want, that's the way to go with it.
Yeah, and the way I look at that also is, okay, so you're spending $6 a month to host someplace. If I were to pay 50 cents a click at pay-per-click traffic, that's only 12 clicks, you know. So that $6 a month really is minuscule. And so I do have hosting accounts other places that are set up for that reason. But then I have not seen anywhere in all my years online any package that compares to this. I mean, we are literally talking, if someone had 5,000 separate domain names, they could literally put all 5,000 of those domain names on your hosting package, which is $20 a month. You know, and of course, as you pointed out, you don't want them to, you know, upload a billion gigabyte of video. In fact, you are protecting the servers against spammers and being bogged down, so there are rules that protect
yeah.
the whole neighborhood. Go ahead.
And the other thing that we're doing is, as we're building out this system more and more, we're actually building additional servers now so that we can spread these across servers. And I hope I'm working with a single data center at the moment, but we may actually move it across data centers as well, so that as we spread this, the reach becomes much greater. And back to the hosting on another, if you've got your account at another, say you've got another HostGator or HostMonster or something like that
right.
site, what you do when you link from that to one of the Niche Simple sites or from one of the Niche Simple sites to that or all of the Niche Simple sites to that, what you're doing is is creating additional backlinks that are stronger because they are actually in a different data center.
Okay.
Google recognizes that.
Right. Yeah. Google is smart enough to, I mean, just knowing the numeric formula for how to track where a website is physically located, they do know when sites are geographically separated. And in fact, you know, the software that runs websites and search engines is powerful enough to know specifically where a site's located. That's why somebody in, say, Uzbekistan can maybe try to pull up your website and not see it if your server is configured to geo-target and not show it to countries where there's maybe high fraud rates and stuff. So
that's
the technology, yeah, the technology is there to know where a visitor is coming from and also to know where that box is physically located. And so they do, when they look at the A-class, they do see these as separate and distinct websites. Now, we're also talking about niche marketing is what we're really focusing on. So how does this SEO hosting, you know, really help a niche marketer? Or have we already looked at that to an extent?
Well, yeah, it is. To an extent, this gives a niche marketer the tool to really control his own destiny when it comes to backlinks. And it's about getting started with backlinks. And basically, you're seeding your system is what you're doing.
Okay.
That's not the only thing you'll want to do, obviously. I mean, you're not successful at what you do because you do one or two traffic generation things. You're successful because you do 20 or 30.
Right. But I do initially focus on just one or two. And
that's right.
You know, because you got to get one going first.
That's right. And this is a great one because it gets you backlinks immediately, and that's what the search engines love, is backlinks.
Okay.
Even though they're from your own sites.
Yes. Excellent. Why don't we tell them a little more about the I'd like to tell them a little more about the your entire system. And part of the reason there is because I see it as my job as a an industry leader and as a publisher of a popular newsletter to share with my subscribers really good resources. And when I look at this package, which again is only $20 a month for 5,000 domain names. If you want to schedule it, put that many out there. It is a really good package, but I want to make sure I have a good understanding of what is all included in the package, the niche sample package itself. Can you run down what do they get for their $20 a month? And I know it's a lot cheaper if they get it on an annual basis.
Sure. It is cheaper on an annual basis, and I can actually make a little deal for people on your call to get it even a little less for on the annual basis.
Oh, okay. That's good, actually.
The Niche Sample Package is an entry to the Niche Affiliate Marketing System.
Okay.
And that system, which it started out as the Niche Widget. And I mentioned earlier that we've added Niche Mall and the Niche Gold. The Niche Widget is... before we go on, though, I want to say this is continually growing. We are now at completed 4 of 10 modules that are coming for the Niche Affiliate Marketing System, and it's going to get into actual review sites of products, and it's going to get into actually building web pages and stores from these products, so you'll be able to actually host the store on your site. That's coming in about a month.
Okay, and so like people who are hosting it eBay stores or stores at Yahoo hosting and things like that, they'll be able to do something comparable.
They'll be able to do something comparable in their niche, and they'll just pull. It'd be very simple. You just go in and at the niche widget site, and you will tell it that you want to pull the animals or the dogs niche, and you want the web page to look like this, and it will build the HTML for you. You copy that and put it on your site.
Okay,
with your affiliate links.
Click a few check boxes to pick the items or the niche, and then it gives you the code to plug it.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
As you talk about expanding the system, I know that some of the listeners, they're listening and they're thinking, wow, this is a huge system. But,
it is.
But it all ties together, and that's why I keep dropping that domain, nichesimple.com/Willie, because on that page, you show how the different parts and pieces fit together. Even you mentioned that Alex and I were going to be at a seminar together early next year where we'll actually
teach
a lot of what we go over. And even that is mentioned on the page there, but also how the different pieces fit together. And the real point I wanted to make there was that if they get into the system through any of the many doorways, they're all compatible, so it's not like if you start using Niche Widget, putting those on your different blogs and sites to monetize existing blogs and sites, even that makes it incompatible with something else that's within the system. That was my real point there.
Yeah, and that's absolutely true. We're building it all so that it integrates really well. The niche affiliate marketing system, including Niche Widget, Niche Mall, and Niche Gold, right now all come from the control panel that you are privy to. So you can link right into it from the control panel.
So if they have a Niche Simple site, is that the control panel you're talking about?
No, that is separate. The Niche Simple site being hosting is separate, and it has its own control panel.
Okay.
But the others are driven from a single control panel. What you asked was what's included in the package.
Yes. Why don't we do that? I keep asking so many questions, I'm throwing you all over the place.
That's all right. I wanted to just get back to that because the Niche Widget is you get the free membership in the Niche Widget that comes with this. That is a 50% commission on all products in the Niche Widget. The Niche Widget is a piece of code. And if they go to the website, they can actually look at a video that shows them exactly how to use this. It's a piece of code that you can choose now. We just released this 2 weeks ago to be able to display either a flash banner ad. It's a flash type banner that rotates through the products of your niche. Or you can actually choose and design a text widget, which you can control the headline over the text block, and the products rotate through as text. And it looks like, you know, editorial copy. It looks like text block.
And that's so significant. First of all, they can check that out at niche-widgets.com. And what that does actually is it lets, you know, if they have to choose between flash and text, it lets you integrate the niche widget into your site so that it looks smoother, because at times what you don't want is to have something in your site that yells, "I'm trying to sell you something." So at times you want the text to blend in and look like a part of the page, and it feels more natural to click on that link and then for your customer to buy something.
And it depends on the kind of site that you have, obviously. I mean, if you have an editorial-type site, editorial-type copy, you know, the advertorials of the years ago that were like a story, except it was an ad in a magazine, those always worked very well, and that's what the basis of this is.
Okay, good.
And then the second thing is that as part of that niche widget membership, you get access to the niche mall as a seller versus just a visitor to the mall. Visitors don't see the affiliate codes or anything. They see the product pages and the product reviews and click on those and go buy them from the sales page. The niche widget members can access that and pick up the selling tools, including affiliate links for each of the products in there, and then they can either copy and add those to their sites. Oh, and also to the niche mall, which we're releasing this weekend, is an ad builder, a single ad builder. So you can build a ad block that will you pick a product and you design the page, design the block, and it'll fit anywhere, any size on your page that you want. So if you have a 2-column by 2-inch block that you want to put a product in, you design it, and it drives not only your affiliate commission, but if somebody clicks on the provided by niche widget link at the bottom, it also drives the member to the niche widget system, and you get credit for that too. So you're selling in two ways.
Okay, I mean, and so this is also an alternative to Google AdSense, for example, where, you know, with AdSense you're displaying Google's ads on your site, and somebody clicks, and you know, you may make a quarter or a dime or whatever per click. Here, they click, they buy, you make up to 100% commission from that purchase, and so it's actually quite a powerful alternative to Google AdSense.
Then the other thing that a member gets when they sign up for the Niche Affiliate Marketing System is they get the opportunity to participate in what we're calling Niche Gold. Niche Gold is a it's not a giveaway, because we charge people a small amount of money to get into it, and not the niche members, but the visitors to the site pay a small amount of money to get in, and they can it's a joint venture site is what it is. So you can add your product in as long as it meets the criteria of it can't be a giveaway product, and it can't. It must have a sales letter and all of the graphic things with it, so it can be a product that somebody actually can buy and use. But it's a joint venture site where you get 60% of the commission, not only the front-end entrance, but also of the OTOs and build list. So that's what that's about. Then the next thing is Alex Sisioff's Expert WordPress basic membership, which I described earlier. And that's a system that you download and install WordPress blogs already ready to go with multiple template choices and multiple plugins. And great training, by the way, from Alex Sisioff. He's got great training on this stuff.
Yes, I've looked at a lot of his stuff. In fact, I'm going to help him with a launch, a big push for this product itself, his product as a standalone, but you're buying it for your members.
That's right. And then the next thing is a 14-part series. So I'm actually in part 10 right now of this on customizing, optimizing, and monetizing niche VRE sites.
Okay.
You're familiar with Xavier Nelson's niche VRE, and I use his as an example in this.
Okay.
But this really it adapts to almost any VRE site. And those VREs are virtual real estate sites.
Right.
Those are the kind of sites that you buy a block of niche products, niche websites, and they're set up for AdSense.
Right.
And I'm not a big fan of that because I think you put them out there and they just kind of sit there and don't do anything for me. But what I like to do is go in and monetize them by adding products, adding stores, customizing the look, doing all of that. And I show people exactly how to do that in this,
and
this
again,
video
it's a,
series.
A 14-part video. I've seen the series and, in fact, learned quite a few tricks from you because you show things such as how to open, how to mass edit your files. So if someone had 30 or 40 different websites, you show them how to open all those websites at once and change certain things across multiple websites. And so I learned a lot from watching some of your videos there.
Yeah, that's a big time saver, isn't it?
It is, yes. And you know, and it's one of those things that I would have, you know, opened each site individually and spent a lot of time doing that. So that's big.
That's what happens to me, Willie. I did that. I opened each one of the sites starting out, and I thought, you know, there's got to be a better way to do this. So then I started looking for common elements, and I brought in my corporate training, my consulting training, and started looking for the common elements and how we change things. And I went to my programmer and said, what do we do here? And he said, okay, well, here's what you do. Boom, 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 boom. And we had it. So I just built a series to show people how to do that, and I have gotten a lot of good feedback about that.
You said tapped into your corporate experience. You learned being a manager that you don't have to know everything. You just have to have somebody you can turn and ask, and so you knew the right person to ask too.
That's right. That's right.
Now, earlier. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say the next part of your package there, though, you have step-by-step tutorials for web management. And you've got an incredible number of videos on how to do anything in it. 271 video tutorials.
Yeah, it is. There's 29 video tutorials on using cPanel. cPanel was very intimidating to me when I first started.
Right.
Because you think you're going to go in there and just mess something up. But the truth is that it's very easy to use once you get familiar with it. And these cPanel tutorials will really take you right through it. So that's a good thing. And then there's how to use DNS and FTP. FTP killed me for many years. I had no idea how to do FTP properly. And these video tutorials really helped me.
I've uploaded files before that I couldn't see them because I've uploaded in the wrong settings and things like that. So FTP is simple, but there are things that you can do wrong. And so, that's a biggie, actually. And then it's one of those things that intimidate people.
That's right. That's right. And then there's the PHP MyAdmin, how to use that to create and manage your MySQL databases. And that is an essential tool for somebody who wants to know really what's happening in their databases. And it's really easy to use. And, again, no reason not to use it. And there's 12 video tutorials about that.
You know, and when I looked at these tutorials, we set up websites, so many of us, and we don't really know what's going on behind the scenes, and we don't need to know everything that's going on behind the scenes, but it is so nice when you have some place you can turn where if you really needed to know, it's there. And I honestly think that, well, I know that for those of us who spend hours a day sitting and watching TV, we may be glued to the elections now or whatever, that a better use of our time is just to set aside an hour or two a day maybe to run through some video training that lets you really understand how your website behaves behind the scene. I know there's a lot of information in there that actually teaches you how to make your website more secure, for example.
Right, exactly. And there's two other quick things I'll mention out of those tutorials, and then we can move on. But, Fantastico is a wonderful application that gives you a doorway into just a ton of really good add-on scripts. And Fantastico is something I did not use for years because I was afraid of it.
Right.
There's 47 video tutorials showing you how to use Fantastico and get those add-on scripts installed almost automatically and get you moving with that. And then the next one that I wanted to tell people about was PayPal. PayPal is a big mystery to a lot of people.
It is.
There's so many opportunities in PayPal to use it to its fullest, and I've got 31 videos in there for PayPal. So
and so many people use PayPal, and they don't know that, PayPal can talk back to your website in so many different ways. PayPal can send signals back that tell you when somebody has refunded, update your database automatically, can do all kinds of magic things, send so much data back to you that automates processes on your website if you set it up right. And it's been a mystery to me, too, for a long time. So I can see myself digging through those tutorials. You're actually going to keep me busy for a while, but, again, I don't watch much television anyway. I can sit on the beach and watch the video tutorials in between watching the seagulls.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Now, we are down to about 4 minutes to go in the show. What I wanted to do was to encourage people to go over and check out nichesimple.com/Willie, which explains everything that we've gone over today. You also mentioned that you were going to offer a special discount for people who are listening to the show. You want to mention that?
Anybody who listens to this show now or later and wants to come into this system and get a deal on the annual hosting fee right now, we only got about 50 memberships left on this, and then we go to the next price level. And we, because we have to close out the servers on this, we don't want to overload the servers.
Right.
So the current price is $197. Anybody who comes in through this show using the coupon code Willie50, that's lowercase Willie50, we'll get $50 off, and you'll get the annualized rate on the first year of $147. So it's for the annual payment only. First year will be $147, then it goes back to the $197. Even though the price will go up on the next round, it will still be just $197 as long as you maintain your membership.
Okay, excellent, excellent. And with about 3 minutes to go, we do have a couple of callers. You want to just give them a chance to yell at us real quick? Or
sure. Sure.
Okay, let's actually, as I said, that a couple dropped off. Caller at area code 813. Do you have a question or comment for Dave? Caller at area code 817.
Yes, Willie?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, we're here.
That's all I want to do is just yell at you.
Okay, and you are?
Tom.
Hi, Tom.
I met you down in Pensacola. You were looking for a building to put your internet marketing together.
Okay, I remember, yes. When I hosted my very first internet marketing seminar, you were the one that pointed me to the Bayfront Auditorium.
That's correct.
Thanks for joining us on the show.
Oh, I really enjoyed listening. I did get a call to interrupt me, so I didn't get all of the information, but very informative. And David has been writing me emails, too, so I thought, well, I'll get them both at once today.
Excellent, excellent.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom. And And we're down to 2 minutes to go in the show. So what I really want to do now is to let you make any closing comments that you have, David. Anything we did not cover, any point you want to emphasize, things like that, with 2 minutes to go into the show.
Well, first off, I just want to say thank you. You have been incredibly supportive of me and the building of this system, and you were one of the first people to understand the real value of what I'm trying to do here. So I really appreciate that. And I'm really looking forward to us having this conference from January 30th to February 1st in Atlanta in next year. I think that's going to be a lot of fun, and people, you and Mark Hendricks, Alex Sisioff, Jeff Herring, and I, and by the way, Xavier Nelson is going to be there on Friday doing niche VRE training with me. So
he told me that.
That's going to be exciting as well. So, people are going to be able to come to that, and as part of this program, they can get in for a $97 refundable deposit at the end of the training. So we don't have that link set up yet, but it's coming, and I hope they'll watch out for that. Also, and the way to find out about that, obviously, is to go to, what was your link, niche-widgets?
nichesimple.com/Willie.
Right.
Yeah.
And all they have to do is sign up at niche-widgets.com for a free membership, and they'll always be
in the loop.
They'll be notified when this
okay.
is available.
Excellent, excellent. And again, I do want to encourage people. You mentioned I was supportive of you on this package. The reason is because I've been in this business for 12 years, and I've not seen a package that was as feature-rich, and it offered as much. I mean, I have had, you know, individual hosting accounts I've paid, you know, $30-$40 for, and you're letting people host literally 5,000 different domains on your servers for as little as $20 a month, or at the most $20 a month, because they go for the annual plan. It's a lot cheaper. And
That's right.
You know, I'm all about pointing out real value to my customers, and so it's, you know, it's actually making me look good to point this out to them. So, you know, it's a good thing.
Well, I appreciate that. And the other thing that I didn't mention was that people actually, when they submit a support ticket or
right.
try to get any help, come straight to me and they deal with me.
Excellent. And we are out of time. Those who tune into the recording later will hear anything we say after this, but those who are listening over the Internet, they can't hear us right now. So I want to go ahead and wrap up the show by thanking you for joining us today. I do want to encourage people to go over to nishsimple.com/Willie. That's all lowercase. And I want you to do that now because, as David pointed out, after that next 50 packages are gone, then the price is going to increase, and it'll gradually step up as he has to bring more and more and more servers online. David, thank you very much for joining us on the show. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Florida vacation. And, you know, don't get too much sun.
I'm coming back tomorrow, so it's over.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Friend.